look.
You're Hortense the elephant. You're all about that thing that we commoners just can't get, can't see. But what if we can?
That is some of the music from the new musical that Daryl Morey has commissioned, the Rockets GM. Smallballmusical.com to check that out. More on that in a moment. We're live at the Houston Open, brought to you by Los Cucos, which is offering a Kingwood and Fall Creek Houston Open ticket holders a free chili con queso all weekend long until Sunday. Satisfy your Mexican craving for fresh, authentic flavors only at Los Cucos. We are at the Devil's River Whiskey broadcast desk as well. We're here until 10 o'clock. Lance McCullers will join us at 8 o'clock here on opening day. You're telling me that I need to use the porta potties here.
Oh, the porta potties are immaculate. I don't know if it's worth the bang, if you get the bang for the buck, if you were to put these out at a concert or something, or
yes,
at some music festival.
But in this kind of event,
I feel like people would conduct and behave themselves better.
Okay.
If you've got an issue, if you're a concert promoter and you've had an issue with unruly concert goers at various times, consider just installing these fancy PGA style porta potties.
Okay.
They're not porta potties. They're like they're mobile homes that are all bathroom.
Okay.
So it's this huge trailer. And you go in, the temperature is set at 72 degrees. There's a ledge for you to set your drink above the urinal.
Perfect.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's beautiful. This is like better than an airport bathroom, I would say.
Okay.
It's actually, and it smells nicer.
I will say that some of the airport bathrooms here are pretty nice, especially with the newer ones at Bush. So I've got to give Houston credit for
that. Nobody does a better job in terms of being a public building with their sinks.
Yeah.
And bathrooms. Airport bathrooms.
Yeah, they're on top
of it. Just innovative, like modern design on the sinks.
All right, so I'll go and I will report back in the 7 o'clock
you
hour.
You should Instagram video yourself going to the bathroom in the porta potty.
That will not happen.
Did you see that video online real quick of, I won't say which restaurant it was because I don't know exactly what the story was, but this guy's in going to the bathroom at a fast food restaurant. Can you imagine? This is my worst nightmare.
Okay.
He's going to the bathroom. He's sitting down. He's dropping a deuce in the stall. And some kid just crawls underneath. Three-year-old kid that's gotten separated from his parents and is just messing around, decides he's going to explore the bathroom, crawls underneath up into the stall.
That's
so you're
scary.
Sitting there inadvertently exposing yourself to a minor.
Yeah.
And like, what the hell do you do? So the kid eventually, the kid leaves, crawls back out. It's a cute kid and everything.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'm thinking, like, I've got to get to somebody and tell my side of the story
right now
before this kid goes and talks about what he saw in the bathroom.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also got to finish up your own business first. You can't just run off right away.
This is why you just got to reserve those activities for your own home.
I might
have
just started kicking the kid before he came through.
just to avoid it.
It's like a zombie is attacking him or something. Like,
my
this
goodness.
Kid's coming through and I can't stop him.
So
I'm not kicking, nudging him with my foot.
So there are some famous guarantees in sports history. Things like Joe Namath predicting the Jets would win Super Bowl III over the Colts.
Yeah.
Those kind of guarantees.
I guarantee it.
Here's Carmelo Anthony with a very unique guarantee about the fate of his Oklahoma City Thunder.
Trying to get position for the playoffs, trying to make sure you're in the playoffs, I guess, because of the West, the way it is.
We'll be there. I think we're confident enough to know that we'll be there. I believe we'll be there. It's something that we planned on doing when we put the team together, and it's something that at the beginning of the season, this is what we was looking forward to. This is why we put this team together. So.
You know what seed Oklahoma City has right now in the West? 4.
Yeah.
They're the 4 seed. Now, in fairness, they have 31 losses and Utah's 33. The 9 seed right now, the Clippers have 34. So it's very, very compressed, as I'm guessing most of the audience knows right now. But it's still baffling that Carmelo would make this sort of statement that, well, we're going to be in the playoffs. Of course you're going to be in the playoffs. You're the 4 seed. If you didn't make the playoffs, you should fold the franchise and stop playing basketball ever again.
But you're the 4 seed in the West where, you're right, you're coming down this close to the end. You know what, Carmelo might not even be looking at games ahead or behind and just looking at how, on paper, how close everything looks. But the problem is, it looks close when you look at the Jazz, who are the 8 seed, but then when you drop down to the Clippers, who have 41 wins to your 44 wins, then that's where you realize, oh, okay, this is not a big deal.
And at this point, those teams have to, severely outplay you.
It's a bit, it's a huge battle for the seeding necessarily, but only what a glorious mess it is in the West, where last year, how many of the top seeds were decided at Christmas time last year? Was it basically the same?
It was a bunch.
I want to say the eight that would have made the playoffs at Christmas were the exact same eight that would have made it at the end of the year. And you might not be that far off with that this year, but at the very least, you have all kinds of movement for everything except the top two seeds for where everybody's going to shake out.
Yeah, it's been much more compelling this year.
Yeah.
Now, on a related note, Daryl Morey joined us for a full, basically, 17 minutes on Wednesday's show. Check it out on the podcast, sportsradio610.com. And I asked him in a vague way, but he knew what I was referring to. I basically asked him this question. The long-rumored deal during the offseason, Ryan Anderson for Carmelo Anthony, are you happy that deal did not go down?
With every trade, there's a price that each side is willing to give up, and I think those prices are set such that you take the upside in and the risk into it. You know, for any trade that, you know, might have been happening over the offseason, over the trade deadline, it's not just, you know, what the team is trying to acquire. It's also like, what are they willing to give up? And I think I know what you're referencing, but obviously, you know, our price wasn't what the other team was interested in. So there's always more factors to it than people sort of realize.
Okay, I don't know how you interpreted that answer. It seemed like he was being somewhat diplomatic. Like he wasn't basically saying like, yes, I'm really glad the way things turned out right now. Sometimes you think that things are going to go in a different direction if you add a certain player, but when you look at how successful our team has been,
right,
I'm really happy it worked out the way it did.
I wouldn't even read into that. I think he was just explaining why the trade didn't work out. He didn't express any like, phew, I'm glad that didn't work out. He's just saying, look, obviously, clearly they were going for Carmelo Anthony, and I don't know, you know, did it seem to you like he said, yeah, that was, that would have been a mistake? I don't, that didn't seem that way at all.
No, it didn't seem like that at all. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm telling you is I don't think he answered the question, which is fine. I wouldn't expect him to answer that question. As to whether he's glad that it didn't go that way or not.
You've still got
Ryan Anderson. They wanted to get Ryan Anderson off the books too when that cleared.
Of course.
Because you still have Ryan Anderson as an extremely high priced backup right now.
And that could be an issue in the next 2 years after this one. Just the way it's worked out, Landry's been on me for not giving a firm opinion on this. I'm very glad they did not end up getting Carmelo Anthony.
You haven't given a firm opinion on this?
Well, I wavered a little bit.
It changes.
It kind of changed, but it was 100%, whether it's by default or by active choice, it was the right move not to end up with Carmelo.
Yeah, no, and you know, you've got a record for this. If Landry wants to try to call you a hypocrite or you're changing your mind or anything.
Not a hypocrite.
You and I both defended swinging for the fences and going for Chris Bosh a few years ago. And that,
when that failed,
you lost Chandler Parsons. You ended up taking a step back in a lot of respects.
I was fine with that.
Yeah, and I think most people were because you know what? He was going for it.
Yes.
As opposed to some GMs that just want to sidle along and kind of maintain the status quo or tank. He actually really went for it. They whiffed on Chris Bosh because Chris Bosh wanted, basically said, I just don't feel like moving. And you lost Chandler Parsons, but so be it. Yeah, that was. Is it better that it worked out this way? Obviously, but I still. It's not like it was a miscarriage of competency or anything that he tried to make that trade.
The reason why I feel so firm in my conviction now, and it's easy to do it when you've won 61 games, you're gonna finish with basically the most in franchise history, obviously you already have, is that the good thing about their team is they only really have to worry about two guys as far as who's getting theirs, right? They only have to worry about James and Chris. That's it. If you add Carmelo Anthony, I don't care what anybody says, you got to worry about, is he getting his shots? Is he getting his playing time?
Well, is he going to play defense?
Well, but I'm just saying, that's a huge component.
It's a big deal this year.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is even just like worrying about his mentality.
Yeah.
Like, just they don't have to worry about anybody else. They don't have to worry about Clint or Ariza or Tucker. It's about two guys and how happy they are.
Well,
those are the guys they have to cater to.
Right, this is the guy, Carmelo. Carmelo's playing the four, which is what was like the source of contention between him and D'Antoni with the Knicks. So he's a more mature guy this year that understands and recognizes that he needs to change with the times and change with the circumstances. I just don't know. I never felt comfortable about that aspect of it, that somehow D'Antoni was going to have to accept the guy that had been kind of a headache for him in New York, and what's that going to look like?
Yes.
Versus this relationship, which right from the get-go with Chris Paul has just been seamless and effortless.
I guess one component to this is that Ryan Anderson has been more or less, not completely irrelevant, but sort of like phased out to a big degree, partially by injury, partially based on how deep they have been. Yeah. So where you don't need to worry about his impact on the team. Whereas like last year, Nene goes out in the playoffs, and all of a sudden they're playing that Spurs series, and they are attacking him just unmercifully.
I guess you still have to worry about it. You worry about it if Nene gets injured, but if Nene got injured and Ryan Anderson wasn't here, you're going to have somebody, some other headache.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So Carmelo makes a weird prediction, and I think we're on the same page on this.
I got tickets to the musical. I bought them last night.
Oh, you did?
I bought to Daryl Morey's musical. I'm excited about it. I've listened to a couple of those little clips. I'm kind of into it. It's very, very weird. You and I both suspect that Daryl may have been under the influence of something over there in Europe when he first came up with a note.
I suspect nothing of the sort.
Did he come out? Now, how much of it was actually his idea? I don't think much of it at all. He worked with the creative types, and this is what they came up with.
It has a heavy basketball influence and theme.
Well, because it's about basketball, yes.
It is.
So there is a heavy influence, yes.
But I think that's a combination of him and then the guy who's the director or whoever came up with the play.
It's like saying the Bible has a heavy religious theme. It's about religion.
You know exactly what I'm saying. I feel like if I came up with the concept of Morey's play, I would have to be on many drugs to come up with his sort of concept. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to make all of our predictions for the Astros season. There are a lot of prop bets out there. Seth and I and Landry, we have all selected two of them. We're going to pick the over-under as well. We have a Boomer Esiason and Sports Minutes of Grade. Again, we are at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk. We're at the Houston Open and Sports Radio 610 right now, part of the Texas Sports Tour. We are at the Houston Open right now. In the Loop at 10 is in San Antonio on for the Final Four on Radio Row. Triple Threat's going to be live in Arlington, 2 to 6 today in Arlington at Humperdinck's Restaurant and Brew Pub. It is all brought to you by Bayway Chevrolet. We have a CBS Sports Minutes of Grade here in a moment in which Boomer Esiason takes a look at some of baseball's biggest storylines this season. You're listening to Mad Radio.